Good morning. Welcome to Final X Legends, the world's number one creative station, where we highlight creators of all stages, races, and ages. And now, here's Joshua.
Good morning, everyone. It is Joshua, and I am your host today. I wanted to go over something small. It's not even really that small. It's actually kind of a big deal for me. So I've seen on a lot of groups here I'm a part of, you know, especially a lot of the writing groups when it comes to people offering their services, which I do myself. So this is not me trying to, you know, discourage anyone from working with anyone. This is for me to shed light on something. A lot of you guys have worried about scammers and BS. This morning, I'm going to tell you guys how to catch a scammer, because even I, the great Joshua, true name Yehoshua, even I get hit with these little scammers or so-called, you know, internet marketers. So I got some screenshots that I'm going to be posting on the Final X Legends Instagram and Facebook page, because I don't play. I'm very transparent, I'm very honest, and I like to lead with that. That's what allows me to build a good rapport with everyone that I work with. So this gentleman who shall be named, because everyone has a name on Facebook, and you will not hide, not from I. So Mr. Salman Ahmed, you guys will be able to catch these screenshots right on that Facebook Final X Legends page. Make sure to like and follow us on there. You can message me anytime on there. But he hits me up with a hey, and not just a H-E-Y hey. He hits me with a H-A-Y. Guys, red flag number one. If the person who's offering to market you does not take the time to make sure that they're using correct English with you, and they know that you are a predominantly English speaking person, they're reaching out to this demographic, but they haven't taken the time to fine polish those skills, don't work with them. Also, if someone's from, I ask them questions. You know, he's clearly, it says he lives here in Sylhet, S-Y-L-H-E-T, but whatever. I know that's foreign. Red flag number two is he lets me know that he is a digital marketer. His services include YouTube channel promotion, Instagram promotion, Facebook business page, LinkedIn promotion, Twitter. Everything's looking good until we get to Spotify. And the reason I say that's a red flag right there is because Spotify is not in every country. I've actually had a lot of my listeners only able to listen on Google Podcast or Breaker or Radio Public or Anchor, because Spotify is not allowed. So if someone's telling you that they can promote something that's not pulled up or usable in their country, red flag. Okay. All right. So he also says here that if he wants organic watch hours, I can do that organically. I can also do YouTube SEO. I can also promote music like Spotify, SoundCloud. My best service, thank you. Another red flag is whenever I've gone out of my way to speak to someone on the internet and we're chit-chatting about, you know, coming on the show, doing promotions, shout outs, the works, the thing that you got to be careful with, like that I do is I also like capitalize the first word in my sentences. I like to use the commas where they need to be. You know, if we're having a very speedy conversation, I may lack here and there, but when someone's speaking to you and it's obviously repetitive and they make no, you know, when you make a mistake spelling something and you spell it out correctly and then you put the little asterisk so that way people know, hey, you know, I goofed up, but I spelled it correctly now. You know, if they're not doing that, that's a red flag. Especially if you're a writer, if they're coming to you, an author, and would you put your creative work that you worked hours on, days on, weeks on, months on, years on, you don't build this, you don't did that, and you're gonna take that and then put it in the hands of somebody who can't even grammatically speak to you correctly? Nani? Nanda? Why are we doing this? What? So he states here he's got 10K YouTube subs. So, you know, I let him know how many listeners we have here on this show, and that, you know, I did thank him, but I'm also thinking, you know what, 10K more people wouldn't be bad, especially, you know, depending on what his demographic is. Now, here is how you get your scammers caught up. Start asking questions. All I did was ask him, I said, send me a link to your channel. This is also where I get a little condescending as well, because he hits me with a LOL. And I go, what's funny? He says, you need my services. At that point, I did let myself get a little peeved, because it was just the audacity for you to mock me, because you see that I have a large following in the hundreds of thousands. Like we're at 434,000 listeners right now. So you're trying to laugh at me because you think that, like, I'm trying to come to you like I, you know, first of all, I didn't come to you. You came to me, and then you're trying to mock me. This is a red flag, everyone, because this also shows a lack of professional maturity when speaking. Like, at this point, why would you mock the person that you're offering your services to? Highly immature, you know? Whether I needed your services or not, whether I wanted your additional 10,000 listeners or not, for you to laugh, you know, and be aware, be empathetic, sense the energy. Just because somebody's texting through this phone, through this tablet, messaging you through a computer, doesn't mean you can't read their energy. Read the energy and read the room and read the vibe and sense when there's an elephant in the room. Okay. Next thing, I mean, I kind of went off on it. I let them know. I said, no, I really don't. I just wanted to see your channel. I want to see those 10K subs you have on YouTube. What's your YouTube link? I just want to see your channel. I have my own fan base, but I want to see if I can help grow your channel. Since you want to laugh, he hits me with a bye, and not even a B-Y-E. He hits me with a B, lowercase B, lowercase Y. So I informed him, I'm going to let everyone know you're a scam. I said, what's your link? How are you going to try and promote but not have a link to your sources? He sends me two emojis flicking me off, and then he blocks me like a little girl. Now, I love my little, you know what? I got an amazing little girl. I got an amazing daughter named Jasmine, and she ain't no punk. She ain't no wuss. She wouldn't have pulled nothing off. So I take that back. My apologies for all the little girls out there I just offended. Anywho, the reason why I'm speaking to you guys about this morning is because a lot of you have been worried about scammers. And I am going to go on a personal mission to blast these scammers. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna be like the Spencer Cornelia of the internet shyster. The charlatans. That's what these guys are. The charlatans. Ah, how dare they? Anywho, that'll be a little bit. Like I said, you guys can look at the screenshots on the Final X Legends Facebook page, the official Facebook page, which is up and running now, as well as the official Final X Legends Instagram. You guys, the thing about the Instagram, I'm gonna let y'all know, is y'all ain't gonna catch me. All right, my goal with my Instagram is to have more people that I'm following than people that are following me. So, yeah, because the goal is to put out more that's coming into me. So, guys, go ahead, try me. Try to match my following and whatnot. just a little personal little challenge game I got with myself. But anyways, guys, I want to give some amazing shout-outs right here. I want to let you guys know that we're going to be having a Mr. David Aerosmith doing some amazing voiceover work and giving us a lot of good shout outs to the authors and musicians we have coming on. A lot of you guys have let me know that you love the music that we played. Jason Thomas, Me and My Reflection. It's an amazing song, a great song. Might go ahead and just play that again for you guys one time for the one time. Dawn Bostic, guys, you guys should know that she's an amazing children's book writer, and she has the story Milkshake Babies coming out, and it's a great story about a young girl who's a biracial child and how human beings are truly just humans, and it doesn't matter our skin color, that love is love, and love can breed humanity. No matter what you put in between human beings in this world, the most simplest and understanding thing is if you took you know, somebody who's you take an Asian man and a white woman, they're going to make a human. If you take a black man and a Mongolian woman, they're going to make a human. You take a white man and a black woman, they're going to make a human. You know, that's the simplest thing to it. And that's why I love Milkshake Babies. And I believe that's why you guys should check out Don Boss's book. You're a parent, you're a teacher, you know, pick it up for a family or friend member, family or friend member, huh? A friend or family member. And yeah, it's a good read. I definitely recommend it to you guys. I'm going to be reading a lot more books here as I'm getting a lot of them coming in. And I definitely got to let you guys know which ones are worth the read. And I'll definitely be giving some good reviews, putting them out here, having more guest author interviews, because I know you guys love those authors that be coming on, sharing their journeys, as well as some amazing record labels. We got Frontline Media in contact with us right now, who will be coming out here March 7th for a show, and they're going to put it on, and we are going to stream that. You guys are going to be the first to hear some of their most amazing music. So, guys, I love you all. This has been Joshua with the Final X Legends Podcast. We are growing the Billion Dollar Writer Club. I love each and every single one of you. Also, stay tuned, because I'm going to go ahead and be playing some more music for you guys. I may just go ahead and hit on that Jason Thomas, Me and My Reflection, one again for the one again, you know. With that being said, guys, I just wanted to let you guys know how to catch some scammers. Also, stay tuned, because we have our Literary Ladies Publishing Editing Services announcement at the end of each and every single one of these. For all of our wonderful ladies out there who are writing, who have a story to tell, who love poetry, who have a connection to literature, please hit up Miss Morgan Elizabeth on Facebook or reach out to her through the Literary Ladies Publishing and Editing Services. If you can't find them or you're having an issue or whatnot, you can always contact me directly through my Final X Legends Facebook page, or just hit me up on Facebook at Joshua Bass. I'm a real person, and I'm here, always able to help. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Beware of the scammers. Bye.
Shout out to Joshua and all of those listening to the Final X Legends podcast. This is Amir Hansen from Detroit, Michigan. If you like action-packed books like myself, you should check out Jalen Hassan's latest novel, Street Racing Club, Volume 2. The story is about the protagonist's long-term rival returning from a setback, but only this time stronger than ever. It's only a matter of time before it all implodes on the SRC, which gives their leader no choice but to do the unthinkable. Did I mention this book features amazing artwork? Not only that, but three alternative endings to choose from. Street Racing Club Volume 2, now available on Amazon.com.
Do you have a book or product you'd like to promote? Contact Final X Legends Podcast today. Are you a female writer who needs help getting their story off the ground? Are you tired of worrying about untrustworthy or unqualified publishing and editing services? Literary Ladies Publishing Service is a proud partner of Final X Legends Services, and we can help you build your story today. Visit us today on Facebook or Instagram, or visit our website, www.buildingherstory.com. We know everyone has a story inside of them.
So, you thought I was done. You thought I was gone, but I wasn't. I wanted to let you guys know that I have no problem with anyone that is foreign. And I want to let you know that, because I listened to myself and I wanted to just let everyone know that it's not a red flag to work with someone who is foreign. It may, there's red flags with people who are here in the US. But what I wanted to highlight in my previous saying here was just to be aware, okay? Don't go out there and just not work with someone because they live in India or they live in, you know, Nigeria or South Africa. You know, there are great people that I have worked with personally already, that I've recorded with, that I've read their books, and they are great and wonderful people. What I was simply saying in my earlier recording here, earlier today, not too long ago, was for you guys to just be aware, to use your third eye, to use that, because I've listened to a lot of you sit there and tell me that you've spent $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on marketing that has gone nowhere. So do your research. Ask the questions. Do not rush to throw your money and your hard work into something that you have not done research in. Do you understand me? I hope you do, because I love you and I want you to succeed. I love you all, and stay tuned for much, much more beautiful work. Bye.